And then it's other kind of squirrel. I don't know what kind it is. But I know you eat them.
Is she the big kind, real big?
Ain't none of them real big. Ain't no squirrel real big.
See, a fox
you talking about a fox.
Fox squirrel, yes.
I ain't seen nothing but just a squirrel. I see some across the road that this morning I was sitting there on the porch out there, a little squirrel. But it's some flying squirrels, so I seen.
Now, the top of your house is what?
Tin. When I was a child, they had shingles. Didn't have no tin. You ain't seen nothing like that, is a shingle top.
Shingle roof?
Top on the house like this tin, you seen?
Yeah.
What?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't think you.
You have something runs along the house there that could run the water off, don't you?
It run down. This way to run down.
Uh-huh.
When they make it where to run down.
And along the edge of the house to carry the water off? That's a what?
Mm-hmm. See down where that tin over that pool?
Yeah.
It'll run up there and rot that if you don't put that up there. That tin, it'll run down there and it'll rot that off. Done rot that off once and the boy put that up there for me.
What do you call that?
I just put that tin up there to keep that water, throw it off there.
Uh-huh.
There.
That
so it won't rot the house. He just put that there for me.
Yeah. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was how houses used to catch on fire, didn't they? The
shingles would be on there, you know, and the sparks would go out the chimney. When they get old, they'd catch a fire.
On the roof?
Yes, right, and burn up. You know, you can put on a piece of paper now and go out there and you see it come up out the chimney and it be fire, you know, red. Well, it'll fall on the house. You see, don't many of them get burnt up now like they used to. When the old shingles get old, they burn like kerosene. They turn up and go to cramping. You know then, they ought to put a top on it, another top.
Mm.
When they get to turning up, they get old and cramping. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all used to put did you have a place where you put your hogs?
Put them in a lot.
Okay. Was that fenced? That was, of course, fenced in.
You talking about put them in before you kill them?
Yeah.
No, they put them in a little old pen and put a floor on that. Take them up off the ground.
Oh.
And put a floor in there and feed them till they get them plenty out back.
Yeah.
Then they kill them. Now, that's the way my folks done.
Right. Did you ever see hogs that had come up wild?
Mm-hmm. Used to be some right down yon. Well, old Mr. Henry McCary coming this way over there where them Bruno stayed.
Yeah.
And they was wild and he'd let the folk kill them and just get to them, give them them hogs. They'd get off down there on that creek and get wild.
My grandfather killed one of Mr. hogs one time and that would really got him in Dutch with old man.
Was it wild?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he kept coming up in the yard. He shot him and old man said he was going to come down and kill Papa.
Yes, right.
But he didn't do it.
He wasn't going to do it.
No. They call those wild hogs what? They have a name for them?
They just call them wild hogs.
Well, they were dangerous, weren't they?
They said it was. But the folks would shoot them, you know, crowds of men would get in the woods and shoot them.
Yeah.
Down out of Mr. Bruno.
Why were they dangerous?
They'll eat you up.
What'd they have?
They had catches in the mouth. They don't grow it out, you know. They'd eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
But them men could overpower them, you see, shoot them.
Yeah. Could you tell when you got a hog mad? When you got him, you know, when he was mad?
Mm-mm.
Didn't his
bristle up?
Yeah.
That when they mad?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I know I get me a stick. I got one out there now. He just holler, 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 holler all day and all night. I think I ought to stand there and just put feed in there, but I feed them twice a day and that's all.
Yeah.
That's all I do.